and you are listening to the Texas Standard. In our spotlight on health today, you know, back in the 1980s, some of you may recall a farm crisis, which became front page news across America. Well, fast forward to 2019, and there are growing concerns of a new crisis involving suicide in farm communities. Well, now the Department of Agriculture has stepped in, tapping researchers at Texas State University to look into the issue. Erica Nason will be heading up this work. She's an assistant professor at Texas State's School of Social Work. Professor, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on this grant.
Thank you.
When we talk about farmers as a vulnerable population, where does that vulnerability come from? Is it economic primarily or what?
So I think it's a variety of sources, and we need a little bit more research to help flesh all this out. But when we look at the communities that farmers tend to be in, they tend to be highly rural, which means there tend to be fewer resources in these communities for mental health in general. So we know that many counties in the state of Texas lack any practicing psychologists, psychiatrists, mental health practitioners. So the first is institutional in a sense, where we just don't have the resources on the ground. The second, I think, is a lot of the stressors that farmers face are outside their locus of control. So things like tariffs, droughts, pests that all affect their own financial well-being, the well-being of their operation, they don't necessarily have a lot of control over, which makes it a little bit difficult to problem solve around.
Well, you just mentioned several items that are in the new tariffs, for example.
Yes.
Of course, the weather and all of the change that we've been seeing in the climate. So you can see why there would be concerns. The CDC had a report last year that said highest rate of suicides among occupations, farmers. Mm-hmm. However, and this was an interesting footnote here, they went back, changed that. They said there was flawed, the flawed data gathering process, which I guess brings us to what you're up to, right?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to do research in these populations for a number of reasons. The first is that suicide can be something difficult to get accurate information about. Suicides can be miscoded as accidents, or they can look like accidents. And so finding accurate data, we never know entirely how accurate it is. It's also something that we're up to how counties and towns are coding the deaths, right?
How they're actually doing the counting.
Yeah, and so my guess is that that's one of the things that probably contributed to the reasons that CDC study was recalled. But we do need some more, we need more data. We have very little data in the United States related to the topic of farmer suicide. If you look at places like China and India, there's a little bit more, but it's not at all clear that it generalizes. So if you think about the context of farmers in those countries, it's likely to be very, very different than farmers here.
So fast forward for us, what will you be doing as a result of this grant?
Yeah, so we are interested in bridging that gap between lack of resources on the ground and mental health education, essentially. So we're going to be working with agriculture students throughout the state of Texas and providing them with some basic mental health training. The idea being twofold. The first is that they'll likely be the folks going out into the U.S., into agricultural communities, into these farming communities, either through extension offices, through other programs. And so if we can help them to have some knowledge around mental health and maybe some tools to help with their own mental health, it's in some ways a put your own oxygen mask on first scenario. If they're doing a little bit better, they might be able to offer better support. The second is that they could then have some basic skills. So we'll be doing a lot of skills training with them around how do you have a conversation if somebody is raising some red flags and you're really concerned. So we'll be giving them some basic skills training. We'll be giving them consultation over the course of the program if they do run into these situations. And we'll also be providing them with education around resources like mobile web or web-based mobile apps that can be accessed in rural communities.
A lot of people like life on the farm and that lifestyle because of the independence that it provides.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to talk to somebody, some student who's going to tell you about mental health and all that that implies. I would think some would push back.
Yeah, I think that's also a barrier, right? So we know that there's a lot of negative stigma about mental health in general and about engaging in mental health treatment. And so I think that's one of the strengths in some ways of a program like this, mm-hmm. where you're meeting people in the community to be the mental health ambassadors. They might have a little bit of extra.
It's not some outsider. It's mm-hmm. somebody that you might know or recognize.
Right. So they might have a little bit of credibility mm-hmm. that doesn't come from somebody who might be in an office, right?
Sure.
Kind of removed from the community.
Maybe too soon, but how do you imagine being able to track whether you're accomplishing your mission mm-hmm. here?
So we are planning on following everyone who goes through our program for about a year, which will include time that they have entered the field post-graduation. So we're going to be following up with them on a regular basis, collecting data about their own mental health, their own health behaviors. And we're going to be using a mix of quantitative and qualitative data to understand some of those nitty-gritty experiences once they're out in the field. What are the types of things that they're encountering? What are the behaviors they found most helpful so that we can continue to build on this project?
Erica Nason is assistant professor at Texas State's School of Social Work. She's been awarded a USDA grant to research addressing U.S. farmer suicide rates. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.